With us now is Kim Thompson and Michelle Mitchell from the Glacier Hills Care and Rehabilitation Center, where Kim is the executive director and Michelle is the memory care program manager. It is a real pleasure to have both of you with us this morning.
Oh, thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be with you also.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Kim, can you give us an overview of Glacier Hills?
Oh, well, that's a small task there, Alan. It's a quite a large campus located on the northeast side of Ann Arbor. We provide all different types of senior living for the Ann Arbor community. We have independent living, villas, apartments, assisted living. We also have long-term care, memory care, and rehabilitation in the care center.
And now you both work in the care and rehabilitation center. Kim, what's your specific responsibility?
I'm the executive director over 161 skilled beds. So that's the care and rehabilitation center where we have those long-term care residents and the rehabilitation residents.
And Michelle, what's your role?
Well, as the memory care program manager, I do a lot of training of our staff to understand and know all the dimensions that come with the illness of dementia and all of the other illnesses that are under that umbrella, like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. There's a lot of different kind of memory care illnesses out there in our elderly community. So I lead a lot of training for staff. I also help manage our small unit that's a memory care unit called Eva's House. And it's a 33-bed memory care unit. It's a secured unit for our folks that are more advanced in their illness and really need folks that are there to help guide, direct, support. And so I'm lucky enough to be able to be in that position to know those people.
And Michelle, how did you get into this field?
How did I get into this field? That's a really long answer, so I'll try to cut
it
down a little bit. long story short was I had a friend that was working as an activities director in a senior living housing community. And she told me throughout the years, we've known each other for a long time, she said that she thought I would work well with this population. And I, at the time, had a bachelor's in social work. I thought I always wanted to work with kids. And then I worked with kids. And I decided that I didn't want to do that anymore. And I actually took a job as an activity assistant. And I did that for about 5.5 years. And I found my true love, which is the geriatric and elderly population. And I did kind of just the basic grunt work of an activity assistant, and that's where everyone really needs to start sometimes, is that very kind of that bottom rung, because I learned so much in those years. I learned an appreciation for the people that I'm working with. I learned so much on how to get to know folks, open relationships, build relationships, not only with our residents, but with their families, and get to know a generation that is really slowly leaving us, and help preserve that generation. So as an activity assistant, after 5.5 years, I moved on to be an activity director. And then with my social work degree, I kind of filtered into a social work role and became a social service director and an activities director jointly, and did that for about 5 years. And so over the course of those that journey of my career life, I have ended up where I've always longed to be, which is helping not only in the support and guidance of running a memory care unit, but also providing staff with the resources, the knowledge, and the education to take care of these people the way they need to be taken, in the way they should be taken care of.
And Kim, how did you end up as the executive director at the Care and Rehab Center?
Well, I had a bit of a circuitous route also. My background was not in any, and I had no telling that I was going to be working this type of a population. I did some accounting. I had worked for the figure skating club, real estate. And while I was working for the figure skating club, one of the board of directors said, oh, I work at this nice little place in Ypsilanti. It's a, you know, long-term care and assisted living, and they need a bookkeeper, and why don't you come and interview? And literally, I walked through the door and absolutely fell in love with this population, with this field. So that was about 11 years ago. I worked as the business office manager and the finance manager, and just decided I really wanted to be able to make a difference. And that's when I decided to get my administrator's license. And so I've worked in several different long-term care facilities, and about a year and a half, 2.5 years ago, I was opening a new rehabilitation center in Okemos and had this fantastic opportunity at Glacier Hills come to me, and I've been very privileged and honored to be leading this great campus.
Well, and they're lucky to have you.
Oh, thanks.
Our guests are Kim Thompson and Michelle Mitchell from Glacier Hills, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
Kim, can you explain what are rehabilitation services and what's long-term care?
Rehabilitation is generally when something has occurred in a person's life, whether it's elective or non-elective. A lot of times it's hips and knee replacements. There's some type of elective surgery that someone needs to have that they're really not able to go back to their own home safely. So they need some of that 24-hour nursing care and then PTOT and sometimes speech therapy. So they would then come to Glacier Hills to get that short-term rehabilitation coming straight out of the hospital that then we would be able to get them on their way back to their own either independent living or back to their home setting. Long-term care is really for someone who needs extensive skilled services, that this is going to be one of the longest and last places that they're going to be living. So long-term care generally is for older population, although we sometimes do have a younger group of people based on any kind of an illness that we would be able to meet their needs.
Michelle, what sort of education programs or community outreach does your team offer?
Well, we're really trying to expand our outreach to the community. Glacier Hills has a really long standing and a wonderful reputation in our community for the last 35 years. And we just want to continue to explore that. One of the things is, and a lot of people may not know, that we host the Alzheimer's Association Support Group once a month. It is the first Thursday of every month at our Care and Rehabilitation Center is the best way to enter, and then the receptionist will guide you to where we're meeting. But we are a host for this support group, and we are proud to offer this kind of a group not only to our families that reside within our Glacier Hills community, but also to the Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County area. We really feel that it's an important disease that really affects so much of the population and is continuing to affect everyone. Almost everyone knows somebody that has either Alzheimer's or a diagnosis of some form of dementia. So that is one way that we really are wanting the community to know that we want to help in any way that we can. So remembering that we host that support group is one way that we're trying to let them know that we care and we want to help provide some support.
Kim, for families with seniors, maybe mom, dad aren't doing as well as they used to, what advice would you give them?
To do some research and to reach out, don't feel alone. There are so many people that this does affect. So look into, you know, whatever you can on the internet, community service groups. Definitely feel free to always call and speak to any of the great facilities in the area that will be able to help them. But the worst thing is to really feel isolated and alone and that no one else is out there and no one else has experienced this, because it's just part of life, unfortunately, as we do get older. These are the things we deal with, and so there are lots of people out there to help them.
And Michelle, we were talking a few moments ago about educational programs, and you mentioned the wonderful Alzheimer's support group. We understand that you're potentially going to do a seminar on the art of visiting.
Yes.
Can you give us a few pointers on visiting seniors in a facility?
Right. I'd love to. It sounds kind of funny, I guess. But visiting can be considered an art, especially if you're dealing with a population that has special and unique needs. So when you're coming to visit somebody that resides in either a long-term care or short-term rehabilitation setting, you oftentimes get there and you're just not quite sure of the surroundings and you don't know what's available to you or to the residents that are there for that time. So there are many things that you can do that can help kind of prompt conversations. Oftentimes, I'm going to gear my thoughts more towards a long-term resident type situation. And if they have some memory or cognitive loss, bringing in a scrapbook of your family, and not sitting there and quizzing them as to who is this and who is this and where are they now, but offering them that information. So, oh, here's grandpa that's sitting on dad's lap from way back in the early, you know, late 1800s, or here's our old house that was on Main Street. And what that does for those folks is you're supplying them with information, you're giving them that information, you're helping prompt and remember certain things in their past that maybe they can't initiate on their own. So bring any type of pictures, but I think the real key to remember here is to offer the information as opposed to sitting there and kind of quizzing them. Also, joining in on any type of activities, we at Glacier Hills actually refer to it as life enrichment, and we're transitioning that over to that title because that's truly what activities are. And it really raises the bar to show residents that we consider that an essential part of their life and improving their quality of life, and it's about enriching their lives.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guests are from the Glacier Hills Care and Rehabilitation Center, Kim Thompson, the Executive Director, and Michelle Mitchell, the Memory Care Program Manager.
Kim, what about costs for the services? How are they paid for?
Well, there's several ways that the costs can be paid for. On the short-term care, those short stays that come right after a hospital stay generally are paid for by Medicare. A lot of people do have then their own private insurance that would pay for any type of co-pays, Blue Cross Blue Shield, those types of insurances. There's also private pay. There's long-term care policies and those types of things that can cover the costs.
Michelle, we know Glacier Hills is a nonprofit and has lots of volunteers. If I wanted to get involved and help out, what sort of opportunities are available?
We have a wonderful volunteer coordinator by the name of Priscilla Johnson, who really is a wonderful person that spearheads that program. She helps, if you come into our facility or give us a call, ask for Priscilla or whoever is in charge of volunteer opportunities, and they will help you find a way that you can fit into the community. So if you have a special talent or a hobby that you particularly like, you can fill that out and talk with the volunteer coordinator about it. And so therefore you can come in not only to offer a service as a volunteer, but offer something that's meaningful to you and share that with a resident. So there's a lot of different opportunities to help with life enrichment programs, to help go on outings. We always need extra sets of hands to help take people out in the community. We go on mall trips and have taken trips over to the pond to go fishing. And so the extra hands are always, always appreciated.
I won't bait the fish if I go to the pond. I won't bait my line if we go to the pond. I'm sorry.
I'm sure we have a lot of people from this generation, women and men alike, that
probably
will do
it better
that for
than
you.
Me. Yeah. Kim, I've read that Glacier Hills is constructing a big new building. What's that going to be used for?
Oh, yes. We've got new construction and renovations that are going to be happening starting in the next couple weeks. The new Care and Rehabilitation Center is going to be the short-term care. So that would be our subacute where our residents will come from the hospitals. That's a new building with mostly private rooms and showers in their rooms and therapy. Then we're going to be renovating and we're adding a memory care unit and assisted living memory care unit. And then the manor buildings in our current apartments are also going to be getting renovations.
And Kim, how can listeners get in touch with you, Michelle, or contact your center at Glacier Hills?
Well, you can contact the Care and Rehabilitation Center, and that's at 769-0177. You can ask for myself. You can also ask for Michelle. And Bev, our receptionist, is fabulous, and she'd be more than happy to help you.
And how about a website?
The website is glacierhills.org.
Well, Kim and Michelle, it's been wonderful to have you both with us this morning. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you both so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. It was really fun.